Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Let's go! Yeah! For those of you that want to know what we're all about, it's like this, y'all. 10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, 50% pain, and 100% reason to remember the name.
It's time to talk about the high school sports scene in Arizona and beyond. Welcome to the Coach's Corner with the coach, Scott Lovely. We are the first internet sports radio talk show focusing on the high school sports scene. And here's your host, Coach Lovely.
All right. Good afternoon. Good evening, Arizona high school sports fans. I am the coach, Scott Lovely, and welcome to today's show. You know, before we start the show, I need to send a shout out to my very special 17-year-old baby girl today. Happy birthday to you, Risa J. Dad will be giving you a call after the show, but I'm so proud of her. She's hitting her 17th birthday today, and she's just an amazing young lady. So, you know, today's show, we have a lot of stuff that we're covering. I just can't believe, you know, we've got craziness going on in Phoenix, man. We've got snow up in Anthem and up in Troon, North Scottsdale area. It is cold, man. I woke up this morning and I think the thermometer on my car read 29 degrees. I thought it had to be wrong. It just had to be wrong. But when I got in the car the first time ever, I turned on the seat warmers, man. I had to warm my tush. It was so cold. You know, so it's supposed to get freezing tonight, so make sure that, you know, you bundle up, because, you know, this is unbelievable at how quickly the temperature has changed to these snow-like temperatures in the North Phoenix area. Today's show is going to be great, though. We're going to be joined by Chaparral's football coach, Charlie Ragle, and as well as Monarch Sports' own Mark Beasley to talk about some great basketball on tap for next week and over the holidays. We're going to wrap up today by talking about some bowling. That's right. I'm going to preview the newly released bowl games and my thoughts on the bowl games, and we'll get into all that here later on in the show. We'll also give you some scores and talk about some upcoming games and high school sports right before we get off the air. Now, with a 37-14 win over Tucson Cienega, Coach Charlie Ragle and the Chaparral Firebirds completed their state championship season, and they completed their three-peat in state titles. And so we want to congratulate him and bring him on the show and talk about the Chaparral Firebird program. Let's welcome to the show state champion, Coach Charlie Ragle.
Hey, how you doing? I appreciate it. Thank you very much for having me.
Hey, Coach, I'm glad you were able to join us. Man, congratulations. Great run this year.
I really appreciate it. It was definitely a special run. These kids, you know, they went out, you know, the way that they deserve to go out and as champions, and was extremely proud of them for sure.
Now, Coach, you guys started off the season, you know, you ended the season 14-1, but you started off the season with a loss, 42-22, to Bishop Gorman, and then you guys went on a roll, 14 straight wins to get the coveted gold ball. But now let's go back to that first game, because I want to ask you a question. Do you think now your team would be a different result if you were to match up with Bishop Gorman towards the end of the season?
Well, I mean, you know, it's easy for me to say, and as much as I'd like to say, yeah, I mean, honestly, in my heart, sure I do. But, you know, that's, talk is cheap, and you got to go out and prove it. They're a heck of a football team. They put up 72-plus points in their state championship game against Reed this past weekend. So, you know, they're an outstanding football team. I'm sure, you know, I've watched them all season long as they progressed and got better. You know, we certainly did. We obviously, you know, getting healthy Lucas Petrullo back, adding Jarvis Lewis into the mix, Dylan Cousins having, you know, 15 games of football under his belt. You know, we're certainly a different team than we stepped on the field that night. But you know what? You know, those are excuses. You know, we played them. They got the best of us. You know, you tip your hat to them, and that's the way it goes. You get one opportunity in life, as we tell the kids, and, you know, we didn't make the most of it that night, but we took a lot away from that football game, and I think that was one of the main reasons why we were standing in the, you know, the victor's circle come championship Saturday at Sun Devil Stadium.
Now, you guys went, like I said, on a roll there, Coach, 14 straight wins, and the only games that were even close on your schedule was against Centennial. You won 31-30, and also against South Point, 22-21. Let's talk a little bit about what those two teams differently than everyone else, because those two teams are the only teams that were even able to stay close to you guys.
Well, I think the first one, you know, it was, you know, 5 days later. You know, let's be honest, you know, we spent all summer trying to prepare for Bishop Gorman and getting ready. And, you know, on the flip side of that, South Point was, you know, we were their Bishop Gorman. And they came in and they gave us their very best shot. And, you know, they had us down. And that's when I found out a lot about my football team. You know, we gave up a score right before the half to go. We were trailing at halftime, and then we came out and we threw an interception that got ran back for a touchdown. We were down two scores with like 11 minutes and some change in the third quarter, you know, and I pulled my guys all together on the sideline, and I just said, hey, look, you know what, this is going to define what kind of team you are. You know, we're going to know, I said, I'm going to know after tonight's game where I stand with this football team and what kind of heart you guys got and what kind of competitors you've got. You can either, you know, anchor down here and let's play some football and then make a comeback, or, you know, what if we'll have a long, long season on our hands. And I told him that straight up. And then, you know, a very next play, Devontae Neal runs the kickoff back, and we get out of there 22-21 victors. And, you know, they played very well that night. South Point, give them a lot of credit. But, you know, we were, you know, our second game of the year, starting a brand new offensive line without our tailback, Lucas Petrullo. We were still trying to find the team that we were going to be later on down the road. But the one thing that I learned that night was that these kids had some spirit, some fight to them, and that we were going to be just fine in that department. And if we had that kind of buy-in, I knew that we would be successful. And then, you know, as far as the Centennial game goes, you know, it's just, you know, outside of Bishop Gorman, that was the best team that we played all year, was Centennial. And, that game could have gone any way down, you know, down the stretch at the end, but I give credit to our kids and playing, you know, Bishop Gorman, South Point, and Marcos, and playing those tough games early on when we weren't at full strength, to allowing us to be able to battle when we were at full strength and keep our composure down, you know, towards the end of the season and the end of that game. And I think that was what allowed us to be victorious in that semifinal game, was our perseverance and our ability to stay focused when pressure was at its highest, and that's a testament to these kids and the job they did.
And then you guys go up against Cienega, and let's talk a little bit about that championship game. First off, how was it playing at Sun Devil Stadium, Coach? How'd the kids like that feeling, that sensation?
Well, you know, I mean, obviously we played at the Cardinal Stadium for the kickoff, so we were used to playing in big venues. A lot of these kids had played there at Cardinal Stadium, you know, the season before, so they've been used to that. And then, you know, we had a small handful of kids that were on that team. You know, obviously Connor Brewer, starting quarterback, won his first state championship there in Sun Devil. We had two or three other guys, Cody Ippolito, Will Brown, that had been there as well. So, you know, the guys were used to it. You know, Sun Devil Stadium is a special place to me and personally, and always love going back there. And our kids just kind of, it felt right, you know, and that wasn't a big deal to them to be playing in a venue like that. And you know, obviously went and played an undefeated Cienega team, and Nima Hassi, who's done an outstanding job there at Vail. We knew we would have to play a great football game to win. And, you know, our kids were dialed in all week and came out, and a little bit of a slow start, some nerves a little bit. But then once we got dialed in, I think we kind of, you know, played a really good football game, and, you know, obviously the results were indicative of that.
Okay. So now, Coach, you mentioned Connor Brewer. I wanted to talk to you about him real quick. I mean, this kid's a five-star recruit, 6'2", 195 pounds, 200-yard average per game, ended the season with 3,000 yards, 43 touchdowns, and only 5 interceptions. Kid seems to have a good head on his shoulder when he's on the field. He's got a good field presence. Let's talk about this kid and how you see him progressing at the next level.
Well, I mean, first and foremost, you know, he's a winner. It's incredible to think that the kid never lost one single playoff game, you know, undefeated in his playoff career, 12-0. That's the first thing that sticks out to me when you talk about Connor Brewer. He's a winner. You know, he wins. And, he is a smart kid. He does whatever it takes to get better. You know, he has an insatiable appetite to get better. He wants to get better every single day. And those are, you know, the ingredients in my book that it takes to be successful at any level. You know, the ability to have a great work ethic and foundation, a smart kid, and he finds a way to win no matter what. And you put those three things together, and that's a recipe for success, whether it's on Fridays, Saturdays, or Sundays.
Okay. Now, Coach, you guys didn't just have a passing attack, Coach. You guys hit the ground as well. And you had two backs. And you had, first off, five-star recruit Davante Neal, 5'10", 180 pounds, 1,300 yards this year, 16 touchdowns. He averaged 13 yards per carry. This kid's a very special athlete. Let's talk a little bit about this kid's future, because I know that he hasn't determined where he's going to go to school yet.
No, he has not. No, he's the best kid I've ever coached, and I've coached some pretty good ones. You know, if you watched some highlights from the 49ers games, I was fortunate. Last night I watched Kyle Williams, you know, who's played Chaparral and doing some good things with the 49ers. Davante is the best that I've had the privilege of coaching. And he's got that special it, that special wow factor, and great competitor, great, you know, work ethic, and you know, the sky's the limit. Davante Neal can be as good as he wants. He, as you mentioned, he's still wide open and you know, looking at all variety of schools. But, you know, to me, by far the best player in the state, and just everything that he does, running back, receiver, shut down corner, return guy, just what a great kid, and what a great job he's done for us at Chaparral.
Now, you know, Coach, when I was at one of your games earlier this season, one of the kids that kind of caught my eye was Zach Skeen, 5'8", 195-pound back, and, you know, kid ended up with 715 yards. He was a tough kid.
Well, he's a great kid, and you're right. You know, those are the kids in our program. You know, I tell people this all the time. It's why we win state championships. You know, guys like, Zach Skeen, you know, guys like Zach Buzzard. Zach, I think, had 30-some catches, you know, where, have 30-some catches at some schools would lead the team, you know. But that's, you know, he was a role guy for us, our third receiver. And then, you know, a guy like Skeen, who's, you know, he's not Lucas Petrullo, but he rushes for 700 yards. He's tough as nails. We got a bunch of those kind of kids, and that's what makes our program the program that it is, because those guys are willing to commit to the program and work their butts off for us. And, the results, pay dividends on, championship Sunday, or Saturday, excuse me.
Now, Coach, let me ask you a question. What are you now? You guys are losing a lot of seniors, and I know we only have a couple seconds left to go, but you're losing a lot of seniors. And you losing those seniors, do you have kids ready to ramp up and step up into those positions? Or are you guys going to have kind of a slip back this next year because your leadership is leaving?
Well, I mean, they said that about us the year before. You know, we graduated nine seniors off of our defense last year. We lost our entire offensive line to graduation. We lost several receivers. You know, we didn't bring back very many. You know, we lose a ton of seniors every year, and last year we lost a bunch. So, we lost some good ones this year in Connor and Devontae and Lucas and Cody, and the list goes on and on. But that's Chaparral. We lose great kids every year, and, that's part of having a fantastic program, is that you got to have the ability to have another group ready to go the following year, and that's what we intend on doing.
Okay. Now, Coach, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you this question here. You know where I'm going, Coach. All right. So now with your basketball program sitting in the situation it's sitting in right now, you have an interim head coach, Coach Commander King, and I know you guys have gone through interviews the last several days to pick your coach. How close are you guys to naming your coach?
We will have it. We will have the answer in within 48 hours.
Okay. See, I was hoping you'd break some news for me here, man.
I wasn't even at school today, so you know what? I've got to go back and reconvene. I know they finished up the final interview my principal did today, and we will reconvene. My principal and myself and Sam Messina, who we split the athletic director duties, we will reconvene on Wednesday and then make a decision.
Okay. Well, hey, Coach, I thank you for joining us today, and congratulations again on your state title, and, you know, have a great off season. I know you'll be gearing up here shortly to get going again.
You got it. Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me, and I'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right. That was Coach Charlie Ragle from Chaparral Firebirds and their third straight state championship. This is the Coach's Corner. I'm the Coach Scott Lovely. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be on with Monarch Sports own Mark Beasley. We're going to talk some hoops. We're changing shoes. And this is the Coach's Corner. I'll be back in just a few seconds.
Internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
What does building a family mean to you? Nobody has experienced the pain and joy of family life in a way that Freddie Scott has. And his experiences in life, in sports, and business can help you create a successful family future. We'll cover many aspects of family building and management with a focus on fatherhood. Men and women want their families to succeed during these tough times. Our show will give you hope for the future and practical tools for a successful family. Tune in to the Freddie Scott Show, Tackling the Game of Life, Mondays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Sports. When it comes to youth and high school football, listen each week to Coach Al Gross at First and Ten Football. Coach covers vital topics relating to the latest trend on a national level. Join Coach as he interviews personalities from the NFL, NCAA, and the top high school coaches from around the country. Catch all the interviews and get in-depth information online at www.firstandtenfootball.com. Your national resource for youth and high school football. First and Ten Football airs Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Sports.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
This is the Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely, the program that brings the high school sports fans together in Arizona and across the world. To talk to the coach, pick up the phone and call in toll-free to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or drop an email to hssportstalk@yahoo.com. Now, back to the program.
All right. Welcome back to the show. This is Coach's Corner. I'm Coach Scott Lovely, and you know, right now we're going to be joined by Monarch Sports, Mark Beasley, and he's going to talk to us about a couple tournaments. We've had Mark on several times before, and we're shifting gears now. We're talking basketball, and I'm going to bring Mark on now. Mark, you there? Mark?
Hello?
All right, there you are. Okay, welcome to the show, Mark.
Thank you, Scott. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, man.
Hey, so now, man, you guys have several things going on. And those of you who recognize the voice and the name, this is the man behind the Visit Mesa.com basketball challenge that takes place in December. And now they've got another tournament that they're kicking off that is different. I mean, it's got a different twist to it. So let's go ahead and talk about your inaugural Christian Cup.
Yeah, the Christian Cup is an idea that's probably been in effect. You know, I had this revelation, if you will, about 18 months ago. I wanted to put on an event that was faith-based as a Christian myself, and I think there's a lot of locally and nationally top-notch Christian schools, so I wanted to create an event specifically for them. And I tell you, I woke up this morning, Scott, and it just hit me. You know, it's the week of the Christian Cup, and it's been a long time coming, a lot of planning, but looking forward to Wednesday. We're having an opening banquet with all eight teams, and then we get it on the court on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Now, you guys have not just local teams, but I mean, you have four local teams, and you have four teams from other places, Nevada, Colorado, Oregon, and Delaware. I mean, that's far.
I tell you, there's no place better to be, even though, like you mentioned earlier, Scott, it's cold. But I bet it's colder back in Delaware.
Yeah, that's true.
And one thing that I do whenever I involve out-of-state teams, I routinely look at weather.com, and I am looking at that 10-day forecast. And by the end of the week, you're looking at highs in the mid-60s and sunny weather. So I think all the out-of-state schools are going to be appreciative of the weather that we have here during the weekend.
So now let's talk a little bit about some of these teams. You've got Gilbert Christian, who's participating. They're preseason number one team, the Division III team. You've got Scottsdale Christian Academy, who's always a top team. And this year, they're preseason number five team. So all these teams are ranked. You've got Valley Christian from Chandler, ranked seventh in Division III. You've got Northwest Christian out of Phoenix, preseason number nine, Division III. Those are four solid teams that year in and year out compete for some type of state title.
Absolutely. And always know that the reason why in this event and as well as the Visit Mesa event, because Arizona basketball kind of has this stigma, I think, across the country is kind of soft. They don't play well. They're not at a certain level. And like you just stated, Scott, these teams are talented. I mean, all these four in-state schools, Christian schools that you just mentioned, they're all ranked and they're all talented. So it's kind of I want to be able to gauge the Arizona schools against, you know, schools from across the country. And the four from out of state, they're no joke either. I mean,
and that's what we're going to talk about next. Because really, I mean, everybody recognizes those four names. But now let's educate the listeners a little bit about Lake Mead Christian Academy out in Nevada, out of Henderson, Nevada.
Now, Lake Mead has a nice history. They've had a better program probably about two years ago. They're kind of on that valley right now where they're about a 1 year away. I spoke to their coach earlier today. His name is Jeff Newton, who also serves as the AD. Nine of their 12 players, Scott, are underclassmen. So they're about a year away. Their best player is a 5'5 spark plug point guard. Says the best point guard he's ever coached. His name is LJ Yamson. Both of his parents play Division I basketball. So I'm really looking forward to see this player, because I'm a point guard myself. So anybody that can distribute the ball, get to the rack, shoot the three, I'm really excited to see. But Jeff is looking forward to it. They're in Henderson, so they're gonna have the same weather as us.
Yeah.
This is something that they've been looking forward to since we contracted with them about a year and a half ago.
So let's talk about Faith Christian out of Arvada, Colorado. Well, tell me a little bit about that team.
Now, I tell you what, Faith Christian, the past 5 years, I had to look this up earlier today, the past 5 years, they've won 130 games out of 135 games.
Oh, wow.
They've won 96% of their games in the past 5 years. The last 5 years, they've been 26-1. They are the four-time defending 3A state champion. Their head coach is also the school principal, Andrew Hayes, and their go-to guy is a 6'1". Guard named Nathan Rindles, getting some looks in terms of some low D1 and some D2s up there in Colorado. But talk about tradition. He's coming in. They've lost five times. I couldn't believe that stat when I saw it earlier today.
That's going to be a good litmus test for the Arizona schools.
Oh, sure. Anytime you get state champions from, you know, across the country, I think that's a good gauge for a coach, an in-state coach in his program, to see how they can stack up. Just like you were talking to Charlie Ragel, you know, to play Bishop Gorman at the beginning of the year, that's a good test, because we don't get that opportunity. And again, Arizona schools, sometimes they aren't looked upon as a power, but having Faith Christian come in, that's a good thing for us.
Now let's talk about Horizon Christian out of, I don't even know how to say this,
Tualatin? Tualatin,
yeah.
Oregon, which is a suburb of Oregon. They won their 3A state championship last year. Now, I will tell you, they had a 6'8 kid on their team named Jordan Tabut, and Jordan was being recruited by every school in the Pac-12, along with, you know, the mid-majors like West Coast Conference and the Mountain West. This is how good he is, Scott. He transferred to Oak Hill. So he's now playing at Oak Hill. He and his parents wanted to get him on a certain type of schedule, a national schedule.
Wow.
He's definitely a top 100 kid. So when I identified Horizon Christian, you know, that really was a plus when they decided to come, when they committed. Later on, about a month later, I got the news. I started hearing some scuttlebutt that Jordan was going to transfer over to Oak Hill. So he's not with them. They have a talented lineup. They have a 6'5 kid. They have a 6'6 kid. Good mixture of underclassmen and upperclassmen. And their head coach, Dave Brown, is looking forward to coming as well.
Okay, and so now your last team in your tournament is Red Lion Christian Academy out of Bear, Delaware. Tell me about them a little bit.
I will tell you, I'm a nut when it comes to maps. You know, I like to know where everything is, and I've always known Delaware is on the far East Coast. It's a very small state, obviously the smallest in our country. But there's several things, Scott, I didn't know about Delaware. Number one, it's only 45 minutes, or the school is only 45 minutes outside of Philadelphia. It's only 90 minutes from Baltimore. As a private school, they get a good mixture of kids from the city to come out and play. They have two kids that have already signed Division I letters of intent to Morehead State in Kentucky. That's a 6'6 kid, Norvell Carey, and a 6'2 kid, Dion Edwin. So they've got two kids already going Division I. They lost in their state final last year to a school called Sanford School, but they're bringing the pain. They are playing a national schedule this year. They are an associate member of their state association, so they're legal in all that sense, but they're traveling across the country playing some big-time schools, and I'm glad that they chose to come out to Phoenix.
So now let's talk about the format of your tournament. How's it going to work? Is it going to be a straight bracket format tournament? Is it going to be pool play?
It's going to be...
Because you never do anything normal, man. So let's talk about the format.
It is going to be straight bracket play. Yes, you're right. You know, sometimes I catch some heat in some other events where we do pool play. you know, we're doing a true bracket play where we'll have four games each day. Everything kicks off on Thursday at 3:30, and then, you know, we have four games on Friday the 9th, and then we'll have four games on Saturday beginning at 1:30. Probably the only wrinkle, you know me, Scott, the only wrinkle we have is we'll be playing two 16-minute halves as opposed to four 8-minute periods. But outside of that, we're looking good. I mean, we're having three-man referee crews because you know how important that is to me. But I'm really excited about the Christian Cup. We're being sponsored by Colorado Christian University out of Lakewood, Colorado. They've decided to put some faith and some monies into our event, and they're coming down and really doing a lot of little functions for the teams. We're having a banquet again on Wednesday night, and we're having that over at the Santan Legato Hotel in Gilbert. Gilbert Christian has opened their arms in terms of their facility and all the resources to have it hosted there. So I'm telling you, if you want to see some great high school basketball that's outside of the box, not your normal Division I, Division II, probably some Division III, Division IV teams, but still talented, I think this is the tournament you want to attend.
So now tell me this, Mark. With the way that this is going to run, okay, do you have some favorites?
As the tournament director and owner of Monarch Sports, Scott, I wish for a competitive tournament. I wish for everyone to be healthy. With the faith-based theme that we have, I hope everyone understands this is a competitive atmosphere, but we'll be playing in God's glory. In terms of a favorite, I just want everyone to have a great time. I want everyone to say, you know what, that was a top-notch event. And this is the inaugural event for Monarch Sports as well. So I'm really looking forward to putting my best foot forward and the staff and the tournament committee. And I think it's going to be a great 4 days.
Okay, so let's do this, Mark. Let's tell everybody where they can find the brackets so they can see the matchups and times of the games so that they can get out to Gilbert Christian High School and watch the games.
I will tell you, best of my knowledge, the bracket is on the Gilbert Christian website, which is gilbertschools.org, Gilbertchristianschools.org. So the bracket is listed on there. And if anyone wants a bracket, I can send it to them directly. My email address is mark.beasley@cox.net, and I don't have any problem about sending them directly a bracket, giving them any information about the tournament, about the teams, because that's what it's all about. Yes, this is in Gilbert, but this is a community event. Everybody is interested. I know we have a lot of basketball fans out there, and I invite them to come out.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back from the break, Mark, can we talk about the Visit Mesa tournament?
Oh, absolutely.
Great. So what we'll do is we'll come back after the break, spend a couple minutes talking about the VisitMesaBasketball.com tournament, and then we're going to talk some BCS football. I'm not happy with some bowl things here, but we're going to talk about that. This is the Coach's Corner. I'm the Coach Scott Lovell. We'll be back after these messages.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
This Is It Sports is an engaging talk program that includes you, the experts, and sports, all moderated by Coach Carl Hargrave. We'll talk about what's going on in the general sports world, collegiate and professional, take a look at youth-oriented sports, athletic development and sportsmanship, faith, and where it has its place in sports, along with a lively discussion with Coach Carl every week. Tune in to This Is It Sports with Coach Carl Hargrave every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Football and so much more is the focus of Planet Gridiron with Damian Anderson. Join the former Arizona Cardinals running back for a show that mixes, well, a little bit of everything. Damian brings to the program life experiences playing football, and we'll talk about his variety of successes both on and off the field. The goal is to provide you with a fun perspective on life, family, success, and of course, football. Tune in to Planet Gridiron with Damian Anderson, Fridays at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Kevin Lewis has been a student of the game his entire life, from Little League to the NFL. Tune in Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, right here on Voice America Sports. Hustling with K. Lewis. It's not where you start, it's how you finish.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
America Sports.
This is the Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely, the program that brings the high school sports fans together in Arizona and across the world. To talk to the coach, pick up the phone and call in toll free to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or drop an email to hssportstalk@yahoo.com. Now, back to the program.
All right. Welcome back to the show. This is the Coach's Corner. I'm the coach, Scott Loveland. We're being joined right now by Mark Beasley from Monarch Sports. And we're talking the Visit Mesa basketball, VisitMesa.com basketball challenge. This is in its fifth year.
Ooh.
And, man, I tell you what, it's a great, great tournament. And, let's go ahead and talk a little bit about that, because you guys now going into your fifth year have got some serious teams stacked and ready to rock and roll in this tournament. Let's talk a little bit about those teams.
I think we do pretty well, Scott, in terms of the event. It is our signature event, myself and Dr. Hogan. And, this year we're doing a little things different. I mean, we have 12 in-state and 4 out-of-state. This year we have 11, in-state and 5 out-of-state. And we had a team drop out, so we brought in another out-of-state team. But you have your perennials. You have your Mesa Mountain View, last year's Division I state champion.
Yep.
We've got your Mesa Dobson, Mesa Red Mountain. Scottsdale Chaparral participating. Obviously, you just had Charlie on. Tucson Amphitheater returns for their second year in a row. We've also added some other in-state teams that did not play with us last year, most notably Phoenix Desert Vista. He's coming to participate. Coach Dave Williams does a nice job in his second year, and he's got them loaded. I haven't seen them play, but I heard they are loaded. Phoenix Arcadia is coming with their USC commit, Larry Lewis. Scottsdale Horizon is returning for year number 2 with their first-year coach. Corona del Sol the preseason number one is coming in, and they have their ASU recruit Colleen Robinson come into play. So our in-state schools, and last but not least, I don't want to leave out Phoenix Pinnacle. They're coming to play with us after not playing last year, and they're a top five team as well. So the in-state schools are very, very strong. But like I said earlier, Scott, those out-of-state teams,
yeah, you know,
they're no joke either.
I'm looking at the out-of-state teams, and there's one that I definitely recognize. I know Gar Cerritos. I know Gar from Cerritos, California. That's right down the street from where I used to live. And as a matter of fact, the head coach of Gar is a guy that I used to coach against in California when we were coming up the ranks.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've seen their team play several times when I took Arcadia over to Point Loma Nazarene. Gar would always be down there, and so we kind of caught up, and he's had a very talented squad over the last several years.
Ricky Roper is the head coach, and he actually is from Tucson. He actually played, I believe, with the Tucson Amphitheater coach, Ben Hurley. So he's got a little Arizona flavor there, but we're really looking forward to having Gar come over because their teams are up and down. They play very fast. We have a team coming, the fifth team who's coming in. We have Bartlett out of Anchorage, Alaska. They won their 4A state championship last year. And check this out, Scott. Their head coach, Greg Fulmer, was a senior basketball player on the first team at Chandler High School for Gary Ernst, who's now the head coach at Mountain View. So talk about a small world. So it was cool to bring him back. So we have American Fork. We always try to have a Utah team just with the proximity mm-hmm. of Utah to Arizona. American Fork was there was the runner-up last year in 5A, their biggest school up there. They have two kids that have signed Division I letters of intent, and they're going to be attending Utah State. We also have old-school team. My cousins lived in West Oakland, and they attended McClymonds High School. So we're bringing the Mighty Mac, and the Warriors will be coming down and playing. They're ranked in their top 20 in regards to California, and Mac is always an historic event.
Yeah, they're always a tough school.
And then our last school, you're going to appreciate this, they're coming from South Sioux, Nebraska. They're called South Sioux City. They are the two-time defending Class B state champions. The head coach, Terry Comstock, played at Greenway, played at PC, so he's bringing his boys to Phoenix to play during this holiday stretch. And their number one player and go-to guy, his name is Mike Giselle. And Mike is a 6'2 guard that has signed a letter of intent at the University of Iowa. So, again, just like with the Christian Cup, you're going to see a nice mix of basketball, teams going against teams from other parts of the country, which I think brings out the best in both and makes it an interesting thing for the fans to come watch.
Now, you have a Facebook page for this particular tournament, correct? Or
do
you not?
We do. It is visitmesa.com basketball challenge. That's our Facebook page. The majority of information, you know, obviously happening real time, goes up there. Scores from previous games, articles, signings, photos, team photos, things of that nature. And obviously Facebook and social media is a huge thing. Also with the Twitter account I have in terms of real time scores, and that's very popular. So the events that we have with Monarch Sports and visitmesa.com, we try to stay up on the social media tip and let people know about things happening in real time. People don't want to wait anymore till the 10 o'clock newscast, Scott. They want to know right away.
That's right. As a matter of fact, one of the things I was just looking on my phone here to see, what's your Twitter handle?
Let's give everybody Mark Beasley.
At Mark Beasley.
Yeah.
So if you want to follow Mark live, I know that he tweets out information after games. So go ahead and follow him on Twitter. And those of you who aren't on Twitter, you're missing out.
Mm.
There's a lot of information flowing on Twitter. I know about stuff before some of the news broadcasters know about it. It's funny because I have a friend who's in the media as well, and he does some TV stuff. And I sent him a text and said, "Hey, did you hear about this?" He's like, "What the heck are you talking about?" I said, "Oh, you better find out. It's on Twitter."
Mm-hmm.
And so he finally got a Twitter account and is following everything. So,
well, you do a good job of that, you know, Scott. And I think one time I saw you up over at the Grand Canyon game, and you know, you're able to tweet out some stuff. And I think, yeah, Twitter is obviously just an avenue where people can get things so much quicker, and information is out there. And yeah, Twitter is obviously a great way to get that.
Yeah, and if you want to follow me on Twitter, you can follow me on at Follow me on Twitter, at Coach Lovely. Again, it's at Coach Lovely. Also, you want to hit the Facebook page, the Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely, because now I'm even doing a blog. Mark, I'm doing a blog. Uh-oh. I never thought I'd doing a blog, man, but I'm doing a blog. And, you know, I had something to say this week, man, about the middle school game where the kids scored 100 points mm-hmm. and the other team scored 2. Mm-hmm. Well, I had something to say about that, so that's on my blog. So if you want to check it out, go check it out. There's a link on the Facebook page. It's your Coach's Corner, you can find the blog from there. Now, Mark, I want to talk to you a little bit about prep basketball.
Sure.
You know, you talked a little bit about this team that's traveling all across the country with their schedule from the Christian Coach. I think it was Redline Christian
Correct.
Academy. Now, it seems to me that a lot of schools are starting to look at this national basketball schedule, and prep high school basketball starting to become the new wave of focus here.
I don't know if it's a bit unnerving, or I don't know if it's a way of the future. You know, we are adapting as people when it comes to athletics and education. I think it's really born in Europe, you know, where these prep academies and kids are identified early, and they're put into these basketball academies where they receive education, but at the same time they're receiving a great deal of training when it comes to basketball. Is it good for communities? You know, I gave you that example of Jordan Tabut up in Tualatin, outside of Portland. You know, he won the 3A state championship with the kids he grew up with, and he wanted a little bit better competition and travel a national schedule and get ready for Division I basketball. So his parents thought it was best for him to travel all the way across the country to Virginia and to go to school and play a national schedule of basketball. I guess, you know, it works out for some, doesn't work out for others. I think it works out for Nick Johnson at U of A. He played 2 years at Findlay, and he's doing very well in his first year at U of A. So it depends on which side of the fence you sit on. You're a basketball guy. You're a basketball coach. You know, you're probably old school. You're probably thinking, you know, maybe it's not the best. You know, we had a bad experience with the travel school here, the Westwind Prep International. Things seemed like it didn't go well, and there was some shakeup last summer. I don't know if Arizona is ready for that. It may be a wave of the future, and so the people that are on board with it right now better say, hey, you better catch up, because that's the way it's going.
Yeah, you definitely want to follow the blog, Mark, because something's going to be coming out about that situation here in the next month. Okay, Mark, real quick, let's make sure that you and I connect this week.
Sure.
I don't know if you've heard, but I'm actually an assistant over at South Mountain Community College now.
I did not know that.
Yeah, so schedule-wise, it's been crazy. But I'm going to try and get out to the Christian Cup and check out the games and activities over there, because, you know, I always love supporting you, man.
No, absolutely. And I do want to take, you know, a quick moment to thank you, Scott. You know, you have been an advocate of not only the events that I've been a part of, but me personally. And it does mean a lot. Sometimes in the business that we're in, there's a lot of haters, and there's a lot of people that, you know, are negative and talk things about others. But I think, for one, you, Scott, have been someone who's used this forum and your knowledge of basketball and your connections to speak positively about everybody connected with it. So for that, I thank you. And anytime you need anything, you know who to call.
Thank you much, man. All right. This is this segment. We're going to be done with this segment, and we're going to come back here in a second, and I'm going to talk about the BCS rankings, the NCAA football, all the 35 bowl games. Never mind. I'm not going to start now, but you're going to hear it when we come back after this commercials. This is the Coach's Corner. I'm the coach, Scott Lovely.
Flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
If you're looking for a radio show about boxing, you usually can't find one until you stop by the Voice America Sports Channel. Tune in to Outside the Ring with former world lightweight champion and U.S. Olympian David Diaz. We'll deliver the knockout punches with our guests as we go inside the minds of today's top fighters. We'll throw in discussion of other sports as well from time to time. Outside the Ring with David Diaz airs every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific, on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Play ball. If you're looking to talk baseball, even in the offseason, look no further than the King's Corner, talking baseball with former World Series champion Jim Leyritz. Jim's known for a rather controversial stance during his show. He's brutally honest and ready to talk with current and former players, owners, and other key figures to bring you baseball from an insider's view. You won't want to miss a single episode. The King's Corner, Talking Baseball with Jim Leyritz is heard every Friday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
This is the Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely, the program that brings the high school sports fans together in Arizona and across the world. To talk to the coach, pick up the phone and call in toll free to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or drop an email to hssportstalk@yahoo.com. Now, back to the program.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is Coach's Corner. I'm the coach, Scott Loveland. We just wrapped up with Mark Beasley from Monarch Sports talking about the Christian Cup and Visit Mesa Basketball Challenge, the VisitMesa.com Basketball Challenge. I keep forgetting that .com on there. Sorry about that, Mark. But you guys need to get out this week and check out the Christian Cup over at Gilbert Christian High School. It starts on Thursday. Okay, so now let's talk some NCAA football, because you know what? I'm a little hot under the collar, man. Yesterday I'm watching a Sports Center for a couple minutes, and I saw the bowls get released. And you know what? Maybe it's just me, but 35 bowl games, that's too many bowl games. You know, it's really bad to me when I look at it and teams, wait, hold on, I'm jumping ahead of myself. Let me just calm down for a second. And let's just talk about the BCS rankings first, okay? I don't want to jump ahead too far. The BCS bowl rankings. So we end up having LSU at the top with Alabama at number 2, Oklahoma State at number 3, Stanford at 4, Oregon at number 5, Arkansas at number 6, Boise State number 7, Kansas State 8, South Carolina 9, and Wisconsin 10. And that's where we'll stop. We'll stop at just at the top 10. Now, the way the bowls shook up, you have LSU versus Alabama as the championship game on January 9th. That's a rematch. Some people like that rematch. Some people think Oklahoma State deserved a shot at the title. But you know what? It is what it is. Number 3 and number 2, I think they were separated by like 0.08% or something like that. It was a minute number. So people are arguing about that. They're saying that Oklahoma State deserves a shot at it. Well, here's how the bowls shook out. You got LSU versus Alabama in the title game. You got the Fiesta Bowl shook out as Oklahoma State versus Stanford. Now, Mark actually used to be a part of the Fiesta Bowl committee. And so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to bring Mark back on the show as the bowls start to come around. Now, unfortunately, on the second, we don't have a show because you guys wouldn't be listening anyways. You're going to be watching the games. But before the bowls kick off, that Monday before, we're going to have Mark on the show possibly talk a little bit about the bowl games, the Fiesta Bowl, and why they pick teams that they pick. Because with Mark being on the committee, he understands about travel, money, and all that, because it all comes down to money. But then you have Oregon versus Wisconsin and the Rose Bowl. So those are three of the bowls that, but as I'm looking at the bowl games here, there's 35 different Rose Bowl, or 35 different bowl games. You have the famous Idaho Potato Bowl. Come on, really? You've got the Carriers New Orleans Bowl. Now, I know all these people are excited about bowl games and getting to go play, but here's the bottom line. Here are the ridiculous bowl games. You cannot have a bowl game with a team that's 600 or 500, 6-7, and you get to go to a bowl game. You lost more games than you won, and you get to keep playing. That makes no sense. Let's just give them a trophy for participating. Illinois, 6-6. So UCLA versus Illinois. What's that called? The 500 bowl? You've got Northwestern, 6-6 versus Texas A&M, 6-6. Oh, wait, there's another 500 bowl. Vanderbilt. I'm sure Cincinnati, after going through a tough season, getting a 9-3 record, I'm sure they're real excited about playing Vanderbilt, who's 6-6. Why are these teams getting in the bowls? You know the funny thing? And here's who's probably the most upset today. And I don't doubt that at the end of this year, he'll be looking to take a different job, UCLA. The odd man out this year is number 7, Boise State. In the BCS rankings, they're number 7. They're 11-1. And I'm sure they're so excited to be going to the Mako Bowl in Vegas to play 6-6 ASU. That's right, you heard me. They're going to play ASU 6-6. And they get into a bowl game. Okay, but why do they get to go and play a team that's 11-1 and should be playing for a national title or should be playing in a BCS bowl game? You mean to tell me that there was not enough spots to get the number 7th ranked team in a bowl game? Something is wrong with this system. I do not agree with this system, and it is getting more and more asinine as you look at it. Or as Jackie Taylor, the sports babe, likes to say, hey, there's ass-hanery going on here. That makes no sense to me. How Boise State, number 7 in the BCS rankings, 11-1. You mean this kid misses one field goal and their season is hosed for the second year in a row? That's why I don't think Chris Peterson is going to be standing on the sidelines of Boise State next year. Chris, UCLA looks pretty good, buddy. If you can recruit Boise State, you can definitely recruit kids to L.A. Trust me. And you can build that program back up to where it was when Troy Donahue had it. It was a great program back in the day. You can do it. All right. Now, a couple quick things before we get off the air here. Because, you know what, I tell you what. The bowl system and the way it's all set up, okay, you've got the Rose Bowl game, you've got Wisconsin versus Oregon. That's going to be a great game. You got 11-2 versus 11-2. It's on January 2nd. It's going to be a very interesting game. You got Stanford, Oklahoma State here in Glendale on January 2nd, 8:30 Eastern. So that's what, 5:30 here. That's 11-1 teams battling it out. You've got Michigan, who, you know, some people are upset about Michigan getting in and Michigan State not getting in, but guess what? Michigan has a 10-2 record, 6-2 in the Big Ten, and Virginia Tech 11-2. Excuse me, both teams, solid records, so they're in the bowl games. Ohio State, that's right, the Ohio State. Have the sanctions come down on them yet? Is the NCAA done with this thing yet? Because you know what? Here's another team, 6-6. What are they doing in a bowl game? Unbelievable. 3-5 in the Big Ten, and they get to go to a bowl game? Now, if I was Michigan State, I'd be upset about that. Florida, 6-6, 3-5 in the SEC. They're in the Gator Bowl. I remember when those bowls were something. You'd sit down and you'd watch the Gator Bowl, the Sugar Bowl, the Fiesta Bowl, the Rose Bowl, what was the other one? Oh, Cotton Bowl. That was the other one. And you'd watch those games and they meant something. Now, I don't even care. The Orange Bowl, too. I don't want to forget that. So now the Orange Bowl is West Virginia and Clemson. That'll be a great game. 10-3 Clemson versus 9-3 West Virginia. They're going to battle it out. Kansas State, 10-2 versus Arkansas, 10-2. SMU, 7-5 against Pittsburgh, 6-6. Really? Do I need to even say anything else? This is just frustrating. I do not understand what they're doing with these. This is all a money-making thing. Come on, say it like it is. Unbelievable. You know, I feel a blog coming on. Anyways, let me talk to you a little bit about the blog. You can find the Coach Lovelace blog online. If you follow me on Twitter, it comes out on the Twitter tag, and then you click on the link and you can go to it. If you're on the Facebook page, I'm telling you, become a fan of the Facebook page. There's going to be some things coming up that you're going to really enjoy, and you're going to like having being a fan of the Facebook page. There'll be a link there. But if you're not on the Facebook page and you don't follow me on Twitter, you can go to coach-lovely.blogspot.com. You can go again, coach-lovely.blogspot.com, and you can read the first blog. First blog was put up just the other day. I think it was, today's Monday? Yesterday. Yesterday I made it public. So I posted it, I think, on Thursday night or Friday night, and then made it public on late Saturday when we were coming home from the game at Scottsdale Community College or South Mountain Community College. So check out the blog. Leave some comments. I'd love to hear your thoughts on my thoughts. The The blog is called 'Cause I Said So, and 9 times out of 10, I'm right. Yeah. So follow the blog, hit me up on Facebook, follow me on Twitter at Coach Lovely. You know, we're trying to get it at all different angles. I'm going to tweet out the information about the Chaparral head coaching job as soon as I find out. That's another thing I'm kind of, you know, here's the thing about the Chaparral job. Coach Wendler left the job. I broke the news on the show here as soon as that happened. And when he left the job, they tagged the interim head coach to be Commander King, who was an assistant coach. Very good coach. Was a head coach up at Coconino High School and is a friend of the program here. And everybody thought he would have the job for the year. Well, then they started conducting interviews. And now they're finishing up their interviews, and they're going to bring the head coach on now. So if Commander doesn't get the job, somebody else is going to be taking over the program, what, 6-7 games into the season. That makes no sense. Give him the head job as an interim, let it play out for the year, and then bring somebody in the spring to take over the program. But, you know, hey, it is what it is. Hopefully they make the right decision out there at Chaparral. You know, I enjoy doing the show. I enjoy having all you send me emails because I've been getting some great emails. Tune in next week. We got some good stuff coming up next week. This is the Coach's Corner. I want to say, leave it better than you found it. Thanks for listening, and we're out of here. Peace.
Game's over for another week, but come on back next Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific, for another discussion about high school sports and more on the Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely on the Voice America Sports Channel.